Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
MSNBC is having a meltdown after some late-night election shenanigans defeated their favorite socialist.
I guess the exact thing, yes, is if five of the USB sticks were missing results from the election, so then they have to go try to re-grab them. And they're... All the folks behind the scenes are talking about this as well, so we can also... Look, it's unfortunate.
The folks behind the scenes hear you're saying.
Yes.
How do I ask this artfully?
You can't! You can't deal with election dysfunction artfully. And now, ironically, election shenanigans have come back to bite the Democrats. Stick with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see exactly how far-left activists disguised as journalists just got a taste of their own medicine. How a late-night ballot drop robbed the Democrat socialists of what they thought was certain victory, and why many believe that this self-destructive Democrat civil war is just getting started. Hey.
That was Dr. Steve Turley. Excuse me, on his YouTube channel, August 12th, analyzing Wisconsin's Democratic primary election the day before, where it appears establishment Democrats engineered an election fraud win for their chosen candidate over the lunatic and openly communistic Democratic socialist running for U.S. Senate in that state. This was done allegedly with one of those late-night ballot dumps we all know about all too well. Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative news and commentary, addressing the issues that concern you here on the BBS radio and television network. Let's play more of Steve Turley's podcast show, where he provides commentary on the Democratic Socialist rise and attempt at taking over the Democratic Party. You'll see Turley relate that longtime establishment Democrats, like the nutcase James Carville, are decrying this takeover attempt and condemning it. But folks, to me, Carville, like most of the other Democrat strategists and leaders, has always been there with these openly communist Democrat socialists. For some reason, they seem to believe that they could be a little bit communist, but keep their money, their wealth, their property, and so forth. It's just that these Democrat socialists are too open and obvious with their hatred of America and commitment to its utter destruction. I recently saw an internet post by Carville urging Democrat candidates to be low-key and uncommunicative about promoting open borders and other communist madness while running for public office, but then to push for these things once elected. So we know where Carville's coming from. As the late, great David Horowitz of the Freedom Center put it a few years ago, quote, "Today's Democratic Party is the Communist Party," close quote. Look at all these supposed mainstream Democrats in the U.S. Senate, for example, who are lockstep against the SAVE Act, along with a critical few RIDO, that is Republicans in name only, allies. You know, Mitch McConnell, who's in my opinion owned by the Communist Chinese Party, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and the others. Anyway, here's more from Turley's podcast show.
She was supposed to win an absolute blowout. Francesca Hong, the radical cultural Marxist who advocated canceling the national holiday of Thanksgiving because it was too colonialist, the far-left loon that became the darling of ultra-leftists over at MS Now, the old MSNBC, she went down in flames yesterday in Wisconsin's Democrat gubernatorial primary. It was a stunning defeat. Take a look at the polling leading up to the primary. I mean, look at this. Talk about a polling miss. According to the very same pollsters who are now telling us how unpopular President Trump is, according to these very same pollsters, Hong was up by double digits. Marquette and PPP had her up by over 20 points going into yesterday. This was a literal 20-point miss. That's not polling. That's propaganda. That's pure propaganda. It didn't have anything to do with reality. In reality, the Democrat Party is in the midst of a very damaging civil war that is literally burning their party down from the inside. We've talked about this of quite a bit of late, and we'll get into the significance of that in a moment. But we need to underscore here that going into yesterday's primary, every single data point, every media narrative, every smug MSNBC chyron told you the very same story. Hong was cruising to the nomination, and Wisconsin was about to become the next domino to fall in the Marxist takeover of the Democrat Party, following right behind Zohran Mamdani in New York and Abdul El-Sayed in Michigan. Hong's radical record reads like a DSA fever dream. She's called for defunding and abolishing the police, abolishing ICE altogether, and yes, even abolishing the United States Senate. Her platform included a $20 statewide minimum wage, a moratorium on new data centers, government identification cards for illegal immigrants, and government-run grocery stores. When pressed on the DSA's love affair with public ownership over private companies, the best she should come up with was pointing to the publicly owned Green Bay Packers. In other words, she was all for it. And on top of it all, she even called for the canceling and abolishing of Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is also a time that's incredibly painful for many people in our communities. And so I think there I wanted to make sure that people understood that there are multiple views, but views can evolve. And the position that I'm running for right now, and I think my background as a chef, will actually help me become a better governor that's able to bring more people to the table.
That was her way of trying to backtrack her old deleted tweets that did explicitly demand that Thanksgiving be abolished. Simply put, she's an effing nut. She's a cultural Marxist loon who wants to burn the country down and remake it in her own bizarre, radical, cultural Marxist image, as do all the DSA lunatics. And this is why Democrat strategists, the old establishment Democrats like James Carville, have been flipping out over this DSA taking over the Democrat Party, this hostile takeover. He knows their positions are so extreme that there's simply no way that they can win statewide or national elections. And thus, to the extent that they do take over the Democrat Party, that party will cease to be a viable national party. It will be overwhelmingly rejected by the vast majority of the electorate. And so, establishment Democrats have been getting together to try to figure out how they can thwart this, how they can sabotage this radical extreme wing. And last night, we saw that plan take effect.
I sincerely hope Dr. Turley is correct in his analysis, but I believe it when I see it. The Trump administration is moving ahead with efforts to ensure U.S. election integrity and take down the Democrat and Rhino allied longtime election rigging and stealing operation. Among these efforts, the U.S. Department of Justice is suing to try to compel California and other communist Democrat-controlled states to comply with the Supreme Court's ruling earlier this year banning racially gerrymandered election districts. But I have my doubts any of this is going to succeed in time for this fall's congressional midterms, in which the communist Democrats hope to take back control of Congress, impeach and remove Trump, destroy MAGA, and reimpose the Marxist revolution begun in earnest under the communist sellout and agent Joe Biden and his administration. Now, again, I'm not advocating any type of illegality or violence against these people and any of the rest of our political enemies, but we have to call things as we see it, or at least I do on my show here, and I think most people need to say what they, you know, this is freedom of speech, but certainly don't want to give the impression that I'm advocating any type of violence or illegality against any of these opponents of ours. If you've listened to previous shows of my podcast, you may have seen me report on statements by former CIA operative Gary Burntson, detailing how, and again, I want to point out that Burntson is certainly, in my opinion, not part of the leftist globalist faction within the CIA, which purportedly has for many years been trying to subvert America. Anyway, Burntson has been giving interviews and has been, it is named prominently in the book Stolen Elections by Ralph Pizzullo, which came out about a year ago, or this early, I think it was this year, and in which Burntson detailed how Communist Venezuela was directing, Communist Venezuela directed by, well, I mean, I don't think he talks so much about, he talks about the influence of the communists there, but the Communist Venezuelan regime, no doubt, directed and supported by Communist China, Communist Cuba, the mullahs in Iran, and others, has been running an election stealing operation by manipulating computer voter data remotely to throw elections to communists and their supporters in Venezuela, the U.S., and 70 other countries around the world. And this has been going on for a number of years now. I understand there are national security and secrecy statutes which prohibit government officials from talking about this, but I'm sure shutting down this operation was a key objective of the U.S. capture of the Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro earlier this year, and efforts to bring about reform in Venezuela. However, this operation could easily be switched to another country, from my perspective, even if the U.S. government has succeeded in shutting it down in Venezuela. That's why no one in their right mind who values freedom should ever willingly use electronic voting machines and should support combating in all ways possible potential fraud through the use of electronic voting equipment and electronic voting data. You may know that the U.S. Senate has adjourned for its summer recess without passing the SAVE Act to better ensure election integrity and fight election fraud. Here's some important information on the ongoing fight to pass the SAVE Act from a recent Brian Maxwell Real Politics podcast on YouTube.
All right, Patriots, I wanted to bring you the update on what's going on with the Save America Act, because what's been happening is you got the lamestream media and the demon rats, and they've been telling people, hey, listen, nope, it's not going to happen. It's over. There's nothing to see here. And then you've got Rhino John Thune, who, when he first became majority leader, I was not sold. I was not a fan of this man, and it's specifically for this reason. I knew he was one of Mitch McConnell's boys. I knew he was one of Bush's boys. And whether you like the Bushes or not, you must know, the Bush family are globalists. George Bush Sr., former CIA director, W., was the very first president that started allowing illegal immigrants into the country, then handed it over to Obama, who acted like he was really deporting. He was stopping people at the border, but those that was allowed in remained in. It was all a smokescreen. Trump comes in, throws everything off base, builds a wall, stops it. Biden comes in and just, you know, as the coup de grace, just flat out floods it. No apologies, no faking it, no fronting. Due to that, Trump is reelected. Now we have the opportunity to secure our election that we find out illegal immigrants are voting not only in New Jersey. We know they're voting in New York. We know they're voting in California. We know that they're voting in almost every blue city and blue state around the Union. But I got great news for you. 19 states, 19 have already passed their own versions of the Save America Act. Since the Senate is dragging its feet, we got 19 governors that took the bull by the horns, and their states are doing the right thing. As a matter of fact, you're going to hear Kamala Harris actually expose what Democrats really fear. See, everybody looked at the Kamala Harris ad and looked at it as, oh, funny, blah, blah, blah. I didn't. I looked at it and said, yep, she letting the truth out. The demon rats know. And listen to all of the things that Kamala is going to lay out that have already been done to hurt the demon rats. So whether John Thune drags his feet or not, our elections are going to be a lot more secure than they were in 2024 or 2020. And in this video, you're going to see it is not even over in the Senate. You got Republican senators, Marsha Blackburn, Rick Scott, who you're going to hear from, who are there still pushing it. Because the lamestream media and the demon rats want you to believe that, oh, my God, if it wasn't passed in August, it's just not going to happen. Might as well give up on it. And that is a lie. That's why the president is still pushing. Mike Lee is still pushing, because they know it can be passed in September and still be ready and implemented by November. The demon rats know it, too. So just rock with me on this video, because I'm going to show you that not only is it not over, we are winning in a major way. And I found out why one of our biggest ops on the Rhino side, why Lisa Murkowski, wait until you see why she hasn't been the biggest supporter of the Save America Act. But check this clip out of Kamala Harris tell the truth for once. Check this out. She's going to tell one lie about the president, but watch every listen to everything else she lays out. You may have seen this already, but listen as she spills the truth. Rather than looking at it comical, the truth. And then I'm going to let you listen to the other senators laying out exactly what's going on and how J.D. Vance can step in over the next 5 weeks and still save the day. But check this clip out. Oh, and if you're enjoying this video, do me a solid. Hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed to the channel, please subscribe. And if you really like it, make sure you hit that hype button. Oh, and once you subscribe, hit that notification bell and select all just so you'll be notified when I upload new videos.
Hey, everybody. So they're trying to mess with your ability to vote, just to break it all down. You've got the Supreme Court. They just sealed the deal with this case that just came up recently, the Calais decision, which basically took the power out of the Voting Rights Act, which was designed to protect your right to vote. So you got the Supreme Court doing its thing. Then this president is trying to push this SAVE Act, which basically would require that for people to register to vote, you're going to have proof of who you are through a passport, which a lot of Americans don't have, or a birth certificate. Same point, obstacles to make it difficult for you to register to vote. And then you got the states. 19 states have already passed laws to make it more difficult to vote. And the ones that haven't passed a law are doing it in practice in many places around our country. Why? Because they're scared of you. They are scared of your power, the power you have, the power of your voice through your vote. So the work we have to do right now, let's make sure everybody, one, check your voter registration status, because, you know, they've been purging the rolls. Make sure you registered to vote. Even if you thought you are, just make sure. Next, let's make sure that everybody we know is registered to vote if they've not registered before. And then let's encourage everyone, vote early where they can, vote by mail where they can, and vote. It's going to make a difference.
Now, I want to point something out to you. She laid it all out. The Calais decision with the Supreme Court, yeah, that was a huge benefit, and she knows it. The president's executive order with the mail-in ballots, yes, that was huge. The whole redistricting, no more racially gerrymandered, yeah, that's big. And the 19 states that have changed laws, and like you heard her say, the other states that are implementing it in practice, the demon rats know this is bad news. And the lamestream media refuses to cover it because they don't want people to be aware that there's work still being done. They want people to believe that the Save America Act was the only way. It is the most foolproof way, because then Congress sets a law and there's no variation amongst the states. Well, when that's not happening, the states are doing it themselves. And it's the swing states that the demon rats are going to have the biggest trouble in. The blue states, they'll probably do fine. The swing states that are ratifying their laws, and you know, the red states that are ratifying their laws, they're not playing around. Now, check out Ken Paxton, who is soon to be Texas senator that'll be going to Washington. Check out what he has to say. And then you're going to hear from Senator Marsha Blackburn and Senator Rick Scott, who is letting you know, laying out exactly what they're still doing. They're in Washington pushing this thing through. Don't fear. Do not fret. We got to have confidence. You got to have faith. It's not over until it's over. When November hits, when the election hits, then it's over. Even if they passed it and it wasn't there for November, it'll protect 2028. But we got states doing their thing. But check out what Pax has to say.
Yes, I am so committed to it. I think it's the most important piece of legislation that we have, that we've had for a long time. If we cannot stop illegal voting in many of these Democratic states that don't have photo ID, that allow illegals to vote, that mail out ballots to everybody, if there's no ballot security, we don't have real elections right now in many, many of the Democratic states. So if we do not fix that now, there's no more issue more important. We do not fix that now. it may be too late down the road. Is if we lose a few other Republican states, they will fix the elections the same way they have in other states, and we will forever be unable to fix it. So I am very, very much focused on making sure we get that passed.
And of course.
So as you see, boom, we got an America First senator that's going to be coming through because he's going to whoop the brakes off of Tallarico. But listen to what Senator Rick Scott, who is still in Washington, even though this recess is going. And wait until you hear what Marsha Blackburn lays out. And they break down how J.D. Vance has the ability. He has the ability. They're working through it now that he could come in and get this thing passed through because it's still in reconciliation and wouldn't require Thune. Check this out from Scott.
Those Democrats and independents all want it all across the country. You know, the only people that don't want it are elected Democrats. So we have
a couple
votes.
Republicans too.
We have 50 votes. Yeah, we can win this. But what we have to do is we have to vote. And by the way, if we can't get all, we can't get everything, let's just do voter ID. Let's just do, you have to be an American citizen to register to vote. So we have got to get election security done. So my goal is we're going to stay here until we get something done to make sure our elections in November are secure. Whether it's through reconciliation, which only takes Republican votes, or do a talking filibuster, we've got to get election security done.
Yeah. Your take, do you?
So they're still working. Now, check this out before I get into it. I got President Trump I want you to hear from and Marsha Blackburn. But look at this. Lisa Murkowski. Alaska reported 611,078 registered voters in 2024. Alaska had 540,681 citizens of voting age in 2024. That's almost 100,000 voters, a little over 70,000 voters who come out of nowhere that benefited Lisa Murkowski. Think she might be against it because she know that she'll be out of there? Because I really believe the demon rats set people up. They force people to go in there and vote for her so she remains an ally there. That is my opinion. I don't have any proof of that, but that's the only way you can make sense of something like that. Because right now, when you got these demon rats doing everything they can to mess up our system, they want to mess up our voting system. They want to mess up our justice system. They've already tried and doing their best to obliterate even our healthcare system. I mean, let's take Medicare for an example. You have got seniors out here that are struggling. Medicare is now taking $215 out of senior citizens' checks to cover their Medicare. And what a lot of them are finding out is their doctors aren't even in network and their prescriptions are not covered, which is why I partnered with a company by the name of Chapter. Because when my parents became seniors and they jumped on Medicare, we had instances where they needed to go to the doctor and they weren't there. And they needed prescriptions and they weren't covered. Luckily, my parents had the resources and had the help to be able to afford and pay out of pocket the things that they needed. Many don't. And what Chapter does, they have highly skilled, specialized agents. And a phone call to take less than 20 minutes, they'll make sure you got the best Medicare plan. They'll make sure your doctors are in network, your prescriptions are covered, because that would suck. When you finally need it, it is not there. The phone call is less than 20 minutes. It is no out-of-pocket expense to you, but it can mean the world to your health care and to your longevity of life. I highly encourage you, reach out to Chapter. Many of you that watched the videos have reached out and said they did a great job and helped you in a big way. Let them help you too. Use that number there on the screen or visit the website at askchapter.org/realpolitics and let Chapter make sure you got everything that you need. We cannot let these demon rats win. Now, check out the president, and then we're going to get into the clip of Lisa Murkowski. Check out what President Trump, matter of fact, now check out this clip that breaks down with Marsha Blackburn and Randy Fine are going to explain how J.D. Vance can still step in and get this thing done. And then Marsha Blackburn is going to lay out her plan that she's in Washington right now working on. Check this one out.
This to work. It took 60 days for the Senate to pass the Voting Rights Act in the 60s to make sure every American had the right to vote. It's worth them sitting there for 60 days and letting Democrats talk about how they don't want people to show photo ID in order to make sure only Americans can vote. So I think what's holding them up is the willingness to do the work that the American people voted for them to do. I'm certainly willing to do it. And if they're not, they should find someone else who is.
Well, but we knew that the calendar was going to be tight for Leader Thune going in, because with just those that short amount of window. And you know, at the end of the day, he made his choices. But the Senate held one vote early Saturday morning on a voter ID bill, but Democrats then voted against it. And that blocked it from that 60-vote threshold. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn joined Maria on Sunday on the need to break up the Save America Act to just get it passed. Watch what she said.
Maria, as you and I have talked, we think we're going to have to break the Save America Act into pieces, take them one at a time. The interesting thing was every single Democrat voted against showing an ID, even though 83% of the American people and 71% of all Democrats think you ought to have to show that ID. But we're committed to still doing this. You show an ID, you prove that you're a citizen. And my bill, which incentivizes states to check their voter roll against that DHS SAVE system, which is the listing of people that are in the country but are not citizens. And as we saw in New Jersey, who claimed they had no problem with non-citizens voting, they had 6,600 people that they admitted were registered to vote who are not citizens.
You know, recent Fox News polling finds 83% of registered voters support showing a valid ID when registering to vote. 77% support showing valid ID. So, Congressman.
It's a huge hit. But this is where he breaks down what J.D. Vance can actually do to get it passed. I apologize. I thought it was in that previous clip. But check this one out.
Well, absolutely. I'll give you two options. Number one, we put Save America in the reconciliation bill that we sent to the Senate. That would only take 50 votes. So there's one way to get it done. And here's another way. We attach the Save America Act to something even more popular, the idea that members of Congress can't insider trade. And when we did that, we not only got every Republican vote, we got a dozen Democratic votes in the House. It was the first time we've ever seen a Democrat vote for Save America. So maybe that's what they try in the Senate. Do you can't insider trade plus Save America? There's two paths to get the job done. The point is they just need to pick one and do whatever it takes to get it done.
So there you go. With those, J.D. Vance comes in, boom, boom, bam, gets it done because he is the president of the Senate. Now,
as I said earlier, I can't see all the Trump administration's efforts to secure real election integrity succeeding before this year's midterms. So, it remains to be seen whether enough will be accomplished in the next few months to stop enough of the longstanding massive election and vote fraud occurring in this country and benefiting the communist Democrats and their rhino thug allies. For Republicans, real Republicans, to hold on to Congress and enable the continuation of the MAGA revolution, and thus to truly save America as we have known it and fight off the determined efforts by communists, Islamists, and their globalist allies to end Western civilization. That's all for today's show. As always, we hope you found today's content of interest and value. You can watch and or listen to a podcast of today's show when it's posted shortly here on the Jim Benson Show pages at bbsradio.com/The Jim Benson Show and elsewhere on the internet, including x.com at James B5030-91977, on Rumble.com and Apple Podcasts. While you're at it, if you visit my pages here at bbsradio.com, scroll down on my index page at bbsradio.com/The Jim Benson Show and check out our related videos section. And there are some additional videos that may not be there posted on my x.com pages. Look for us again 2 weeks from today in this same time slot, and have a great rest of your day and evening.